You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. Some parts of northern Michigan saw temperatures peak today in the 50s, which is good news for all those folks who are sick of a long and bitter cold winter. But spring is not here, and as snowmelt drips deep underground and refreezes, it brings more danger of freezing underground water pipes, not less. And the village of Beulah's water department has been busy today. I talked with temporary president Dan Hook. He says his crew has been busy working out creative solutions for homeowners with pipes that may not thaw for weeks.
We've had some success thawing lines by running, pumping some warm water in to try to thaw the ice. More often than not, once it freezes, particularly under the road where the hookup is to the main, it's really difficult to weave a hose into that line to run warm water in there. So in cases where we've not been able to get the water running, we've had to come up with some alternative water connections, either hooking hoses to neighbors. That's what we've done in a couple of cases here, but and there's been a few of the freezes that we simply have not been able to open up.
And what do you just have to tell them to wait until spring, or
for the two or three that we've not been able to, for businesses, they've been able to work around it, either transporting water or whatever. But for right now, I think we have two, and they're working on one, potentially three residences. Coming up with alternative connections, hooking hoses to neighbors, that type of thing, to try to keep the water there until these lines thaw out later this spring.
And I guess it is March, so do you feel like spring is around the corner here, or do you think you're going to have problems for a while?
We could have problems for several more weeks. Part of the problem is that as the weather outside warms up, people believe that the problem no longer exists, when in fact it makes it worse, because as the snow and ice thaw and melt and work its way down into the ground, it refreezes, particularly at night, and the next few days we're going to be getting some more cold temps. It refreezes and pushes the frost line down even further, which is even more of a danger for the water line. So it could be several weeks before these thaw.
And I know you're working specifically with Beulah, which has kind of an interesting character because there are so many second homes that are boarded up and not using water this time of year. But have you heard from other municipalities and townships around the region that are having trouble?
Yeah, I've not heard from them directly, but I know other communities are struggling with the same issue. I know in Benzonia, our neighbor just to the south is having the same issue, and they're trying to deal with it in the same fashion. But as I look across the list on one of the local TV station websites of all the communities, it's obviously affecting many, many communities up here in northern Michigan, and a lot of them being resort areas too. But that does add to the problem, because those places that are vacant, obviously they can't be running water, and part of what would help us would be to have a volume of water going through our mains, and that's why the other reason for having the run water notice is to have as many customers as we can drawing water from the mains and keeping that going.
Dan Hook, thanks again for your time.
Okay, thank you, Linda.